tall in her long gown. In her silver cloak, Helen replied, "That is the giant soldier Ajax, a rugged sea-wall for Achaeans. Opposite him among the Cretans, there is tall Idomeneus, with captains round him. Menelaus, whom the war god loves, received him often in our house in Sparta when he crossed over out of Crete. I see all the Achaeans now whom I might recognize and name for you, except for two I cannot see, the captains Castor, breaker of horses, and the boxer Polydeuces, both my brothers. Mother bore them both. Were these not in the fleet from Lacedaemon? Or did they cross in the long ships, but refrain from entering combat here because they dread vile talk of me and curses on my head?" So Helen wondered. But her brothers lay motionless, in the arms of life-bestowing earth, long dead in Lacedaemon of their fathers. Meanwhile, by lane and wall, the criers came with sacrificial sheep and bearing wine that warms the heart, gift of the vineyard ground, a goatskin ponderous with wine. And one Idaeus, carrying golden goblets and a wine bowl shining, reached the side of the aged king and called upon him. "Son of Laomedon, arise! The master soldiers of both armies, Trojan breakers of horses, Achaeans mailed in bronze, request that you be present in the plain for peace offerings and oaths. Alexandrus and Menelaus, whom the war god loves, will fight with battle spears over the lady. She and the treasure go to him who wins. As for the rest, by solemn pact, thereafter in this rich land of Troy we dwell in peace, while they return to the grazing land of Argos and to Achaea, country of fair women." At this announcement by the crier, a tremor shook the old king head to foot. He said, "Harness the team." And hastily they did so. Stepping into his car, Lord Priam took the reins and leaned back, tugging at the horses until Antenor mounted at his side. Then to the Scaean gates and out they drove, keeping the swift team headed for the plain. They reined in at the battle line, set foot upon the open ground, once cattle pasture, and walked between the Trojans and Achaeans. Promptly Lord Agamemnon and Odysseus, master of stratagems, arose. The criers, noble retainers, brought the votive sheep, prepared the bowls of wine, and rinsed the hands of their commanders.